Well, among the parties meeting Mr. Harris today in Belfast was the Alliance Party leader and the Justice Minister, Naomi Long, and she joins us now. A very good afternoon to you, Naomi Long, and thank you for speaking to us on the programme today. You had an opportunity now with power sharing back up and running at Stormont to meet the Taoiseach. What were you saying to him about what should be the level of cooperation on whether it's migration or any other issues north-south?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, it was a really important meeting to have that today. And I'm pleased that the Taoiseach decided to prioritise coming to Northern Ireland and meeting all of the parties so early in his tenure. It was an excellent opportunity for us to raise areas where we have shared interest, but also areas where we have some concern. And we were able to do that today, whether that was in relation, for example, to reform of the institutions, and the light is being shone, I think, on their dysfunctionality again as part of the COVID inquiry. And the risk of future collapse is something that is never far from my mind. And we wanted to press in the Taoiseach that we cannot become complacent. Simply because things are going well at the moment during a honeymoon period doesn't mean that the underlying instability has been addressed. We also did have a conversation around where we could cooperate, and he has rightly named a lot of places in terms of water quality, the environment, climate change, and wider justice cooperation, where we already have excellent links and levels of cooperation. And as Justice Minister, I work very closely with Helen McEntee to ensure that on areas like domestic violence, stalking, violence against women and girls, we have a cohesive approach. But we did raise with him some concerns around the immigration issue, because I have to say that the figures that we heard from the Irish government this week are not figures that we in Northern Ireland would recognise.
And we also know that migration is a reserved function of the government at Westminster. So is there really any role for a closer north-south cooperation on that issue?
Well, I think that there is certainly an opportunity for us to have a conversation in terms of our moral and legal obligations to those who seek refuge and asylum. It's also an opportunity for me to reflect on some of the challenges. So, for example, Helen McEntee and I work together on an issue that is devolved, and that is dealing with modern slavery and human trafficking. Part of my concern is that the Rwanda Bill, and indeed the wider discourse around immigration, is forcing people into dilemmas about whether or not to come forward, either as victims of human trafficking or first responders who witness what they believe may be human trafficking, to come forward because of the fear of that. And that will hamper our ability collectively to tackle what is a really insidious crime and one that does real harm. And we've communicated that to the UK government very clearly in terms of our role. And it's something that we can obviously communicate, but we're not directly responsible for immigration. What we wouldn't want, though, is for Northern Ireland to be caught up in a row between London and Dublin. That has happened before. It has not been pretty, and I don't think it's helpful. And we also need to counter some of the very negative narratives around migration. Irish people, all of us, have migrated all around the world, have made a huge contribution, as have people who have come here. And I think we need to look at our moral obligations in terms of what it would mean, for example, if people are sent back to the UK by the Irish government. They know that those people may end up in Rwanda. And if that is the case, is that a moral choice that people are willing to make? It may be, but I was certainly cautioning that we need to think those consequences through.
Naomi Long, Justice Minister at Stormont and leader of the Alliance Party, thank you for talking to us.